yɛda wase ɔdɛfoɔ yɛkamfo wo ɛhyɛ wo din kronkron ne anuonyam wo a wote soro na asase yɛ wo naase ntiasoɔ anɔpa yi yɛhyia wo nim na yɛprɛprɛ wo nan ho wo mma papa brɛ w'ani ase na hwɛ wo mma na kasa kyerɛ yɛn medeɛ me wura yɛn ntontorowa sɛ wowa nkasa a deɛ meka yi nyinaa yɛ kwa wo nkronkron deɛ wohene yesu deɛ wohene nyankopɔn ma wo homene so ma wo homene so ne di hene wɔ yesu kristo din mu amen. Meadow, Nama, Sumu, ye, Meadow, Meadow, Nama, Sumu, ye, Medi, Makuma, Ninara, Meadow, Wuna, ye. Meadow, meadow, namasumuye. Meadow, meadow, namasumuye. Mede makuma ninara meadow. No pay. You want the amayen? And he say, "Say yes, Christo time moa. Na aye, me new nyam ena odeneti. This morning, we are asked to share about Christ living in you." That tells you how the glory of God shines also in you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. In our first reading, we read about King Cyrus, whom the Lord touched and said he should release the children of Israel, or the children of Judah and Benjamin, to go back to Jerusalem and build the temple of the Lord. Cyrus was not a Jew. Cyrus didn't have any family who are Jews. The Israelites went into captivity. But when they were in captivity, they remembered their sins. They remembered their faults and started asking the Lord to forgive them and take them back home. And the Lord, in his goodness, touched the heart of King Cyrus. And he decreed, "I, Cyrus, king of the whole world, I, Cyrus, king of the whole world, I am decreeing that all the Israelites, all the Jews, move back into Jerusalem and build the temple of the Lord." And what he's saying here means that if you as a child of God tend to honor the Lord, he will even make people who don't know Jesus Christ, who don't know the Lord, come to honor you. In our second reading, we realize Paul talking about his suffering in order for us to reach the goal that God wants us to reach. And so Paul says that I'm struggling. I'm doing all my best with the wickedness around me. I am doing it in order that you will enjoy that glory of God. He's explaining that if you suffer, that is the only way by which you would share in the glory of God. Se wan fa obremu se yansiru se ena wode ya wose uye Kristo ni. Ena wode ya wose unkoba. Unkobati. Unomonsa. Ena wede ya hede ya wachre. Se wudi nyame mraso na onanti kron kron ye mua. Ena wudu nyako konge ni unyamu. Anyabia yemu ahene yewa ha dadwene bia toyen so a ama hypertension se anopa eduru na osore na ode adie no chichiro wa ha na umia so na e kan ya na ewie a na ohwe machine no so ase 150 na oyemu aso ana mebo. We go through kind of stresses so much that the next instant you hear that somebody is dead. Because we have allowed ourselves not to fall under the anointing of the Lord and suffer for Him. And most of us, we suffer because we are not doing what is right before the Lord. Some time ago, Auntie Joanne, the moment I enter into the church, Auntie Joanne will come and the first thing she will do is to touch my belly and ask me when is my belly going to go down. The truth is that when I'm coming, the first thing you see is my stomach. And I kept on telling Auntie Joanne, one day the Lord is going to do it. So at the point I realized that I was getting sick and sick. Then I came to understand the word of God that if I trust in Him, it is only then that He will also show His glory. So I had to submit to Him. I'm not saying this to boast. I'm only telling you that it is only when you hear the voice of the Lord and listen to Him that He will also listen to you. Our last reading says that my sheep know my voice. I know my sheep. And they listen to me. The question today is, do you listen to the voice of the Lord? And you might ask me, how do I listen to the word of the voice of the Lord? If you don't know Jesus, He is here. Everything about Jesus is right here. In fact, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. So do you want Jesus to appear like He showed Himself to the disciples before you begin to listen to Him? I believe somebody has a Bible that he has never opened before, and you have cobwebs and dust on it. And yet you are calling yourself a child of God. I'm challenging you this morning. Come and test the Lord. Come and test the Lord. Because if you test the Lord, you understand what it means when God glorifies Himself in you. Mama Joanne, this is my stomach.
Hallelujah. It is the Lord who did it. Because when I realized that I needed the Lord to come in and I have to submit, I went into prayer and asking God, Lord, what is going on? Please help me. And he opened doors. He opened doors. Doors from people who might not know the Lord. Giving me directions, I went on my knees and I started enjoying the communion of the Lord in my own house. I didn't need anybody to tell me that the beginning of the month's communion is the only one, but I had to do it every day, trusting the Lord that the blood of Jesus will enter into my blood and change it. And the body of Christ will change everything in me. It is only at that point that I started losing 12 pounds in a week. And the Lord did it. Pre-diabetic. After 1 month, all tests say that there is none. If anybody tells you that you have diabetes and it cannot go, I'm telling you today that if you honor the Lord, he will honor you. And how many of us think that the Lord doesn't care? You are here in the agenda, say, Rade, and Fanny Ho, or you know who. Can you hold your shirt? Untuma, a katahu asum. A radi ben uchain to mana etaro unam diyan. The Lord, he's so close than the clothing on you. It's just that your physical eyes that you are using and your imagination is telling you that he's not there. But he's there. So let me read. If anybody can open his Bible and read for me. Can you take the mic? And let's read Psalm 139. It's very long, but I want to do this and we'll close as soon as possible. You might think that the Lord is not close to you. You think that the Lord doesn't know you. But if you read scripture, you realize that he is everywhere that you are. He cares for you. He sustains you. We're reading from 1 to 18. And please listen to what the word of God says. He says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. They listen to me. So please listen to the word that is coming.
Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
Did you hear that word?
You know when I sit and when I rise.
He knows when you sit and you rise.
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
Even when you are deciding something in your mind, he's right there.
You discern my going out and my laying down.
Oh my.
You are familiar with all my ways.
He's so familiar with everything that you do.
Before a word is on my tongue.
Before even you speak that way.
You, Lord, know it completely.
He knows it completely.
You hem me in behind and before.
He surrounds you.
And you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
A lot of us don't think about this kind of knowledge. So nyankopon nimwo. So nyankopon nimwo.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
Ti ahano, ti ahano. Pocho, can I hope you, mommy?
For you created my innermost being.
He created your innermost being.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
He knit you together in your mother's womb.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? What your own are you? And yet time I will hear who I hold it, hold on for me, please. And yet time I will hear who I hear more. Who do you say? Since you tina, who done on who now put to actually I hear no. And yes, that time no. Look at yourself once more. If you go home, look at yourself once more and see and ask yourself, is that how you were when you were born?
Your works are wonderful, and
your
I know
works
that
are wonderful.
That.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Bless you. Now, I want to ask you this question. In the old time, we were wearing chaliwote and all those things, right? And we had achimota sandals. Unfortunately, I got to Form 4, elementary Form 4, before I started wearing achimota sandals. But every day we say, oh, the world is changing, so we must also change so that we meet the standard of the world. Last week, our mother was, is it 72 years? 75, right? 75. So when she was born, and grew up to 75 years. Ever since she grew up and knew God and started reading the Bible, my question here to you is that, has the Bible changed? Have you seen any word in the Bible that have been deleted and put, the writers put a different thing in the Bible? So then why are you changing to your own standard and trying to avoid the standard of the word of God? Because one day is coming. If you don't listen to the Lord, the judge would appear. And he's not going to judge you by the standard of the world, but he's going to judge you by his word. That has not changed. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They listen to me. In fact, when he was saying that anybody who entered through the wrong way is a thief, I said to myself, hey, Father, I'm going to preach the word to the children of God. If I don't preach it right, I am a thief. So I must fearfully and with trembling heart tell you the truth so that I don't become a thief deceiving you. Because the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Lord Jesus came to give you life and give it abundantly. Be anywhere riding to me in your mouth. Unimo. The piano where ontimi yemma. Unimo pa. Today I want to let you understand that whatever your burden is, whatever your sorrow is, whatever your pain, it is through that pain that the Lord's glory will be seen in your life. A brand new one. What did you form? Near the Hosea. Enfifi. Enyi. Enso. No way to me up a pine. No way to a brand new one or ha. You being that kennel, the wash form. na wehunu esum we fi ase apro na wo pro wie na wo fifi a why are from na urade ni onyama dede wo waba obesum. Hallelujah. You need to understand that suffering is what brings the blessing of the Lord out of you for others to see. So, brothers and sisters, do not let suffering become something that you hate. For Paul says that, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And obey you. The midi esre only say, Ti erade ne. Na me erade kasa enchirewo. Na se erade kasa enchirewa. Wakuma na aye druno. Wawre huwa udino. Erade be maso. Nobema abontin sun ni a onim Christo. Ekukuru unshira. No de abreu. You will find a King Cyrus bringing your blessing. Please. I beseech you by the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ that you take your word of God, the word of God, and read. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. And let the power of the Lord manifest in your life. I am guilty. You are guilty. The judge is coming. The day he will come, you do not know. Maybe when we close from here and we say hallelujah, amen, we share the grace or the blessings, and then I get off this test and I reach my door and I'll fall down. I'm gone. Maybe you reach the house and you sit down and you get a cold bottle of water and gulp it down, and then when you say you are relaxing a little, and a little sleep will go over you, and before you hear, people will be crying, and you see your spirit leaving your body to see yourself sitting on that chair. Nobody knows when death will call you. So choose to hear the word of God. Choose to listen to the word of God. Choose to obey him and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Is that not what we sang this morning? Let us live here right now. Somebody will enter into his car. Instead of singing praises and playing songs that will glorify God, he will be singing Apuskeleke. Ubefi has a sea, Urebefi say, oh, sorry. Now let me remind you, this is the last word I'm going to say. Let me remind you, you die every day and you wake up. When you die, when you go to bed and you sleep, and they bring somebody from the morgue and put that person next to you, there's no difference between you and that person. Oh, dear men found home, Christo. men nante Kristo nante mu na dakro beda na odana owura na se nka se medidi watemu Bible no se kwasea ene meje okra. When the Lord says, you fool, today I'm taking your soul, you understand that eternity has two faces, either paradise or hate. So this day, choose Christ and let him dwell richly in you, so that when you sleep, when you are going to sleep, you tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know what will come of me by morning. So if I close my eyes and I sleep, let me rest in you, so that in case I don't wake up in my physical being, let me wake up seeing your face. Hallelujah. Onyamine juma obre womo ansuye bedi debi dachi. Onyamine juma obra womo nansu yebe di debi dachi yebe di debi ah yebe di debi onyamine juma obra womo nansu midie medi debi. Shall we please rise up? Enese unfa uhuma Yesu Christua. Mesrao. Medi ahubrasia mesrao. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, by the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, please give your life to him. Tell the Lord that you need him. Tell the Lord you need him. Tell the Lord that you need him. For you don't know what will happen to you the next instant that we live here. Tell the Lord something. Come before him. Tell him, I want to listen to you. I want to hear your voice. I want to recognize you as my Lord. Speak. Look, you don't need to give me money for you to receive Jesus Christ. It is when you open your heart and your mouth and you confess him as your Lord. That is it. It's by faith. He's right there. He says that he knows you. You're going out and you're coming in. He's in his hands. He sees you. Of Jesus, even as your children raise their hands to honor you today, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that any soul that has been put under captivity to disrespect you, to disobey you, and to live according to the standard of this world, in the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel it. Any authority authority that suppresses your children. Father, in Jesus' name, I submit it under your feet. And I pray that your children will be relieved from their pain, from their worries. And Father, please give us the ear of Samuel so that we can say, Master, speak, for your servant hears. The heart of stones that are in us, Lord, please take it and give us the heart of flesh. Please, Lord. Almighty King, you who sit on your throne, we've come before your courts of praise. And we ask that, Lord, you be merciful, Lord. Those that are asking you, Lord, to enter into their life and become Lord over their lives, please, Lord, honor your word. Let them feel your presence in their hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, your presence will go with your children, because you say our in and out, you know. And because your word has not changed, Father, let us walk according to your word, but not according to the standard of this world. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of us shall say, Amen. Please be seated.